We'll have a new feature for the next 5 months or so every Friday at this time. A conversation with our state representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert, and Todd is with us now. Good morning, Representative Lippert.
Correct.
Are you getting used to people referring to you as
I'm that? Getting used to that, yeah. I'm still, sometimes mail comes as the Honorable Todd Lippert. I'm not quite used to that, but Representative Lippert is I'm getting used to that.
You got sworn into office this week, mm-hmm. But let's kind of backtrack a little bit. Since the election time, fill us in, is there a lot of prep work you have to do before the session begins in January?
Sure, there's plenty of preparation that happens in the transition time. Mm-hmm. And I was doing two things. One was getting prepared for my work as a legislator, which included an orientation day right after the election, an orientation retreat over 3 days with new legislators, and a DFL caucus retreat over a couple of days, mm-hmm. and then having meetings with local officials, other legislators, and people in the district. And then at the same time, in my full-time work, I'm the senior minister at First United Church of Christ here in Northfield. And so we were in a transition as a community, hiring an additional pastor and doing the work that needed to be done, in addition to preparing for Christmas, that would allow for a good transfers of work from my position to the other two ministers who are now in staff at First UCC.
So the juggling began on November the 8th?
After the election, there was a lot of work through the campaign, and then after the election, as a citizen legislator, like many of my colleagues, mm-hmm. I'm balancing full-time work and being a legislator, and so that brings plenty of challenges. Yeah.
Let's talk about your full-time job as the senior pastor. And between the job and your duties there in the congregation and such, do you feel pretty comfortable about the situation at the church here now?
I feel very good about it. Yes.
Good.
I feel very good about it. I have had a colleague, a full-time minister colleague, Abby Henderson, and she'll be taking on some additional responsibilities. And then we've hired the Reverend Lauren Bast Davis as well, and I'm very excited about her hire and all that she'll bring to the community. And the church is very supportive of my work at the legislature and willing to kind of step into the unknown. We're doing something that very few churches have done, but it's been working very well, and we know I'm very confident that this will go well for us.
Good to hear. Let's talk about your transition now into State Representative Lippert.
Yes.
Is there a learning when you're learning that? Do you have mentors, mentees? I would imagine there are people within the Democratic Party that are glad to teach you
kind of
the early
yeah.
ropes, and maybe even Representative Bly.
Right.
Perhaps.
Right. So yes, I've been having conversations with Representative Bly. I'll be talking with him later today, actually, and meeting as many legislators as I can. And then I have an official mentor that I've been assigned, the Representative Peter Fisher. Mm-hmm. And so we've been having regular conversations. So he's kind of my go-to when I'm asking. So like, how do I get from the DFL caucus room to the House chamber? Like what, where do I go now? And other more serious questions.
Sure.
But it's, we've developed a good relationship, and, the legislators understand that this is big work and there's a lot to figure out, and they really want to help their colleagues succeed.
Take us back to Monday and Tuesday. Monday, you watched, I'm presuming you watched the new governor be sworn in. So that was kind of a whirlwind day.
It was a big day, and there was some other gatherings, too, mm-hmm. Later that day. So, yeah, that was a big day for the governor and for our state. And then Tuesday, I was officially sworn in at the legislature. So that session was truly exciting.
Yeah, did you have family and friends there?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. My youngest two children were sitting next to me in my seat on the House floor, asking me, so how long is this going to take? And I say, I'm not exactly sure. And my wife was just behind me, and my oldest daughter was in the gallery along with my mom. My dad was in another room watching on closed circuit TV. He got a short straw. I didn't get quite enough passes to get everybody in the family there. But it was exciting. And to sit in District 20B's seat is a great honor. I'm feeling the responsibility of doing work for our district, and I'm excited about it.
All right. All the pomp and circumstances, the ceremonies and stuff are over. As you know, it's down to work now.
Right.
And there is a lot of work to be done this legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
first of all, your assignments. What committees and such will you be on? And are you able to get the ones that you have interest in that you wanted to be on?
Yeah, I'm very excited about my committees. So I'll be the vice chair of the long-term care subcommittee. So I have an interest in healthcare, and as a pastor, I have an interest in long-term care too. So on that committee, we'll be dealing with the continuing work on elder abuse in our state, and then also addressing the challenges that we'll be facing with long-term care over the next 10 or 20 years. We'll be needing to double the amount of capacity for long-term care, which is a key issue for rural communities especially. I'm on the food and finance, or food and agriculture finance and policy committee, as well as the labor committee, the environment and natural resources committee, and the government operations or government finance division. Committee.
Boy, all of those, so many questions on all of those. So I want to take a look at the environment in the natural resources. That has been a big topic, and of course the mining issues going on up north. Are you part of the committee? Is that, I would imagine in part that is some of the things that you'll be dealing with. What are some of the hot topics as far as that environment go?
I think the topic that you named is certainly a hot topic. I've been talking with a colleague of mine who's an environmental scientist who's overseeing landfills, and he's we're both interested in thinking about plastics and plastic bags. I'm interested in the connection between agriculture and some changes that we could make that would be good for agriculture, good for our communities, and good for responding to climate change too. So I think there's some, and also thinking about local foods and strengthening our local economy that way. So there are many intersections of my interests and my committee assignments too.
Have all of those committees met yet? Have you talked
to
everyone?
No, they meet starting next week.
Next week?
Yeah,
okay.
So we've had some kind of orientation meetings this week, and next week the committees will get to work.
All right. As far as your constituents, lobbyists, and such, you're gonna be meeting a lot of new people that want to talk to you.
I will be.
At some point. Is that started yet?
That hasn't started quite yet because
in a formal sense.
In
I
a
guess.
Formal, mm-hmm. yeah, informal sense. I'll be meeting with some folks today, and I've been meeting with people up to swearing in this week. Mm-hmm. But that will begin in earnest starting next week. And I encourage constituents to contact me. I was just talking with my legislative assistant about prioritizing meetings, and meetings with constituents are my top priority.
As far as contacting you, we have talked to many legislators and legislators, and they say email is really the best. Do you prefer email? Do you prefer some other method of?
So email or calling me will be great. And my email is rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. And my office phone is 651-296-0171. And people can find that by going to the website of the Minnesota State Legislature, looking up House members. You'll see my photo there, and you can get the information you need to contact me.
That is very easy to do.
Right.
I've had to do that a number of times. So, folks, if you do want to contact Representative Lippert, it's all right there. Just Google it really quick.
Yep.
It's all right there. When, I lost my next question, but next week you start in with the committees and such. Are there specific times that lobbyists will be there, or will they just be grabbing you in the cafeteria, on the steps, going out to your car? Or?
Yeah, I think there will both be formal meeting times, so times when I'm not in committees. Lobbyists will schedule time, and constituents will schedule time to meet with me in 15-minute increments. And then, as the session unfolds in particular, you'll just be kind of grabbing, people will be grabbing you in the hall or wherever you're going, or I'll be reaching out to other legislators and say, hey, what's going on with this, or can we talk about this? So, we had our second session yesterday, and it was just kind of this din of everybody talking with everybody as it was going. Mm-hmm. So that's how it goes.
All right. Well, you'll get used to it. Lastly, from the standpoint of District 20B, I know you'll be hearing from constituents over the course of the legislative session on a variety of different issues, but you've also been on the campaign trail for a while, and you've lived here
right.
for a while. Are there some specific concerns that you would like to address in this particular legislative session? I know Northfielders and District 20B share so many things with everybody in the state, but anything specific specific to 20B?
And there are a couple of things I've been thinking about a lot. One is we need to deliver on health care, and I've already signed on to a bill that would allow people to buy into Minnesota Care, and so that conversation will be beginning. It's a big one, but it's important for our district. I've been hearing a lot about access to child care. There's a child care crisis in rural communities, and it's acute in Northfield, and it's at least twice as acute in Lonsdale. So those are ways that we can, and I must sign on to a bill that would expand access to community-based child care as well. So there are some specific things that we can do that would really help our communities.
All right. Anything you'd like to add as we head out the door here?
Just that I'm excited to get to work. I'm honored to be given this, entrusted with this responsibility. And please contact me. I'd love to have conversations with members of 20B.
All right. Thank you so much, Representative Lippert, for being with us today and for the rest of the session as well. We look forward to our conversations. You have yourself a good day.
You too. Thank you.
State Representative Todd Lippert from District 20B.